into a diesel tank with a casualty trapped inside, is there? Well, thanks for the clarification. That's not one of ours anyway, said Roy. Our pincer's jaws are smooth. Look at the edges of the cut. The blades are serrated. He grabbed the constable's torch and shone it on the clean edges of the cut to show the pattern left by the serrated edges. Thanks, lads, said Hughes. Until next time, Hughesy, said Steve, and walked back to his truck. Yeah, there's always a next time in this game, said Hughes. The emergency lights on the rescue truck went out. It throttled up and roared off into the gloom. He turned to the constable. And you were first on the scene. Yes, Sarge. And the vehicle was on its back the whole time, and there was no 10-foot jolly green giant with a pair of pincers. No, Sarge. I was here 4 minutes after the incident. Hughes sighed. Two bits of metal from the underside of the other vehicle coming together from opposite directions to cause a laceration in this steel alloy. Doesn't sound likely, does it? No, Sarge. Besides which, we have no other vehicle, Constable. He took a deep breath in order to be able to deliver an even bigger, more theatrical sigh, but stopped. He let his breath out and sniffed the air. I don't smell 40 gallons of diesel, Constable, do you? Sarge? The driver said he was coming back from the depot, having filled up for tomorrow. Where did the diesel go? There was no spillage, Sarge. You can see from the ground that...